The annual Garma Festival in East Arnhem Land in the Northern Territories brings together Indigenous participants from all over Australia. The festival has become the most influential national forum on Indigenous affairs. Prime Minister Scott Morrison was conspicuously absent, but Ken Wyatt, Australia's first Indigenous minister with responsibility for Indigenous affairs, attended. Also present were Labor opposition leader Anthony Albanese and Mr. Wyatt's Labor counterpart Linda Burney. Rob Osborne reports.
The Garma Festival in East Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory is the largest Indigenous gathering in Australia. Now celebrating its 21st year, the festival combines music, dance, cultural activities and, over the years, has become a major focus for political discussion and debate. Here's Yothu Yindi Foundation CEO, Denise Bowden, opening the key forum discussions that are an important part of the festival.
I'm sure even those who may have been here before are on a fast learning curve. The weather, the bush, the sway of the stringy bark under the canopy of Arnhem Land stars, all a cocktail of ingredients upon which we are blessed to conduct this year's 2019 event. Welcome to the bush, the very remote northeast Arnhem Land, the home of the Yolngu people, your hosts.
One of the main speakers this year is Thomas Mayer, the National Indigenous Officer for the CFMMEU and a strong advocate for the Uluru Statement. I asked him first what the festival represents for him.
The highlights have been the Yolngu culture and resistance as well, as in their continuing stoic push for structural reform based on their lessons from the past, how a mine was forced onto their land and without any consultation originally, and the Yirrkala Bark petitions that came from that. So the highlight has really been their continuing resistance, but also the national basis of how this place is very much a part of a movement for constitutional recognition that is in the form of a voice and not merely symbolic.
Here at the festival, you're discussing how to carry the demand for a voice to Parliament forward. What's your view now?
We need to continue to grow a people's movement. I don't feel that the government are moving quick enough on this. I don't feel that they have the will to achieve precisely what the Uluru Statement called for, which is a constitutionally enshrined First Nations voice, a representative body that is permanent and cannot be undone like previous representative bodies. So what's next is for the Australian people to continue to learn about and get behind the Uluru Statement and put the politicians in a position where they have no choice but to put it to the people, because the people want to answer the invitation in the Uluru Statement.
Do you share Ken Wyatt's caution about the timing and the wording of a referendum?
Yeah, you know, I mean, some of it is justified, but the lead needs to be taken on this from his position. He's the first Aboriginal minister in cabinet, the first Aboriginal minister for Aboriginal Australians, they call it now. And so caution is important, but caution in a public basis where every speech is expressing the fear of losing is not leadership. It doesn't demonstrate a will to go out and win this. And if anybody thinks that we can accept anything less than constitutional recognition by way of a First Nations voice, they're kidding themselves, because there's been an unprecedented national process that has determined that proposal that is very reasonable and quite conservative in nature, yet powerful enough to make some really important changes in this country.
Thomas Mayer, National Indigenous Officer with the CFMMU, ending that report from Rob Osborne.